Now let's listen to a little piece of Anna Amalia's niece, whose name was also Anna Amalia, Duchess of Saxe-Weimar. Widowed at 19 with two sons to raise, she was for the next 17 years responsible for running the state as regent. When her elder son came of age, she turned her energies to artistic and intellectual endeavors so successfully that Weimar came to be known as the Court of the Muses. She was not a serious composer and only wrote a few pieces, but she was a mover and shaker in the cultural life of Weimar, encouraging the most brilliant young poets, playwrights, and musicians in Germany to come there. 24-year-old Goethe came to the court as an advisor and minister of state for the Duke and remained under the regency of the Duchess. Many plays by Wieland and Goethe were first staged at the Weimar Court Theater. Anna Amalia's most successful composition was music for the 1776 production of Goethe's Singspiel, Erwin and Elmira. We'll hear a selection of it now.